What happens when faith calls louder than family, comfort, and worldly success? Mary Pyle's remarkable life with Padre Pio shows the cost and the blessing of following God completely. Stay tuned to hear her story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is the birthday of one of Padre Pio's most remarkable spiritual daughters, Mary Pyle. If you've been following our channel for a while, you've probably heard her name before. She appears in many stories connected to Padre Pio. Mary was an American who bought a house in San Giovanni Rotondo. It was in that very house where Padre Pio's parents spent their final days on earth. She financed the construction of a convent in Padre Pio's hometown and even helped manage the enormous amount of mail he received. So in honor of her birthday today, let's look at the life of this extraordinary woman and spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. Listen to this. Mary Pyle was born in New York on April 17, 1888, into a wealthy Presbyterian family. Her father was a successful soap manufacturer known as the Soap King. She was tall, blonde, and intelligent, with refined manners and a natural charm. Her family had named her Adelia, but she would later change it to Mary after her conversion to the Catholic faith. From a young age, she showed an extraordinary gift for languages, a talent that would serve her well throughout her life. She traveled, she saw the world, she lacked nothing materially. And yet, have you ever had that experience? When everything looks complete on the outside, but something inside remains unsettled. That emptiness followed her. After earning a doctorate in pedagogy, Mary became fascinated by a new and revolutionary approach to children's education, the Montessori method. Its founder, Maria Montessori, soon became her friend, mentor, and traveling companion. Mary worked as her assistant, journeying with her through various European countries. Fluent in English, French, German, Spanish, and Italian, she often served as Montessori's interpreter. During these years of travel, Mary encountered the Catholic faith more deeply and found herself especially drawn to devotion to the Eucharist and to the Blessed Virgin Mary. After much prayer and preparation, she was baptized into the Catholic Church in Barcelona in 1918. As a sign of her complete conversion, she took the name Mary. But little did she know, her newfound faith would soon cost her her family. The news of her conversion came as a shock to her parents. Feeling betrayed, they disinherited her completely. Imagine losing everything because of your faith. Yet, this only deepened Mary's desire for spiritual guidance. She later wrote, "I began a novena to Our Lady of Pompeii. I then left with Maria Montessori for Rome, where I went daily to the Church of Gesù, asking the Virgin to help me find a holy guide for my soul." It was in 1920 that Mary first heard the news of Padre Pio's stigmata. Out of curiosity, she wanted to meet him. But it would take 3 years before that meeting finally happened. She was 35 years old when she first stood before him. The encounter, however, was disappointing. There were no profound words, no mystical experiences, nothing of significance seemed to happen. She left thinking to herself, "At the end of the day, this is a poor friar. How can he help me resolve my problems and anxieties?" But just weeks later, Mary had a mysterious dream. She saw herself in a wagon, seated beside Maria Montessori, who held the reins as they rode through a cold and stormy night. Suddenly, the scene changed. Now she was seated to the right of a friar who was driving the wagon. She recognized him immediately. It was Padre Pio. The road became smooth, the air warm and peaceful, and the night sky glowed with a white light. They arrived before a church, which Mary recognized as Our Lady of Grace in San Giovanni Rotondo. The friar turned to her and said, "We have arrived." It was on October 4th, 1932, so 9 years later, that Mary returned to San Giovanni Rotondo. Padre Pio, seeing her in the church, approached her and whispered, "Blessed are those who sit under right. We have arrived." The words from her dream, spoken now in waking life. "I fell to my knees," she later said, "and only managed to mumble, 'Father.' He placed his stigmatized hand on my head and said, 'Daughter, no more traveling. Stay here.'" In that intense moment, she discovered the spiritual director she had been praying for. At that time, San Giovanni Rotondo was a remote and rustic place, without paved roads, proper lighting, or even running water. She had grown up in comfort, and now she chose this. As one of Padre Pio's biographers, Clarice Bruno, once wrote, "Mary Pyle went up there heroically, well prepared, fluent in 5 languages, trained in music and teaching, educated in the best private universities in America." Mary immediately began building her home near the friary and joined the Third Order of St. Francis. The elegant clothes of her youth were replaced by the simple Franciscan habit. Fluent in several languages, she became one of Padre Pio's most capable assistants, helping him manage the endless stream of letters and requests that came from all over the world. She once confided to a friend that Padre Pio knew the contents of every letter even before it was opened. Mary's home became a haven for countless pilgrims. In her large living room, she taught poor and illiterate women how to read and write. She spent time with the youth, teaching them about the Catholic faith, singing songs, and playing games. It's also worth mentioning that Mary's mother visited her in later years and restored her inheritance. Over time, Mary became beloved by the locals. Her kindness and warmth were such that Padre Pio's own parents spent their final years under her care. Her greatest accomplishment, however, was financing and overseeing the construction of the Capuchin church and convent in Pietrelcina, Padre Pio's birthplace. Mary Pyle lived a long and holy life, dying just a few months before Padre Pio on April 26, 1968. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.